Please be aware that calls may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance.
Did you? What's going on, Barack? How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. You must have been busy a few minutes ago, huh?
Yeah, I was. Okay, I need a couple of things. Oh, my God. Hold on. I dropped the tag.
Now you sound better. I thought you sounded like you were stuffed up or sick or something.
No. Okay. I need can you find me a 2x2x4x2 Mikey?
Wait.
SI and then GH color.
4x2?
No, 2x2x4x2. Or
you mean 2.2x4.2?
Yeah, let me see.
Tell me what the length is.
Let me ask you. So it's gonna be, you say 4x2 long and then 2x2, right?
4.2 by 2 by 2. 2.2.
Yeah. 4x4.2 by 2.2.
Yeah, so 4.2 was your length and then 2.2 is your width.
Yes.
Okay. Is it for a match, or is it just one stone?
Yeah, it has to be match. I mean, there's one, but, I mean, I don't think they don't care. That's what I'm saying. This is, well, good quality. So, SI1 and then GH.
And what size is that? Is that like a quarter?
No. It's going to be
smaller than that, because a third is a 7. So, you're probably 15 points. All right.
Somewhere around there, yeah. Between 10 and 15.
Okay. And you need just one, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let me work on it. So.
And then I like to do a replacement diamond.
Okay.
The P183040.
Those were the studs, right, that we talked about?
Mm-hmm.
Point 10.
Yep.
Good job. You had somebody come in and get those, huh?
Mm-hmm. This one was a yellow gold.
Yellow gold, okay. Does it matter if it's 4 or...
The 4. You know, it says, well, those martini settings is just like they're terrible.
I know, because you're always afraid that it's going to pop out, so...
Yeah, especially in that now on, just make sure to put a note in there, Adrian, for the lab growing. I don't want to get like a... martini setting, because most of them, they want to get like a screw back, put it in, you know,
good.
And then the post is get like a too long.
Yeah.
I end up adjusting one, and then they said, this is not the way we want it, so then I have to order a new post, and then actually order a shorter post, and then modify it to the whole earring, so that was like
gosh.
A big mess.
Yeah, you were out money then.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. I told you, didn't I? There's a lady came by, and I know she's on my nerves so bad. I mean, I don't really want to say anything to her, but they got a 2 carats, a lab growing, and then she wants to put a Lepicet. And she said, well, you have to do it. You know, I'm just like, do you know how much is the cost? Cost was like a $238.
Damn.
Yeah, and I said, well, this is like, I mean, that's like a $550, $600 repair. You know, you're customizing it. You're not doing anything. It says, well, nobody can do that. Well, we didn't, we agree with that. I said, well, nope, I never get agree. I said, I can't put a screw back, no problem, no charge. But not for a Lepicet.
Yeah, no, those are much more expensive for the Lepicet.
Yeah.
Because those are the ones with the pinch, right? The pinch back?
Yeah, the pinch. Both of them, yeah.
Yeah, those are a pain in the ass. Oh, my gosh. Ugh.
And which is that I had a one Jewish lady, and she was so sweet, though. I mean, she had one, and we put it in. So she then took it out, like, it'd be almost a year and a half. So it got stuck.
Oh,
you know,
crap. Yeah,
like
because of the skin.
Oil, grease, you know, the skin, you know,
yeah.
thing. I have to chop them off from her earrings.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Like, why did people not take them out?
And it was gross. I mean, literally, they were gross.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, I don't want to be...
No, it doesn't bother me because I've had to, when I worked in the store, I remember someone's, this lady, she never took out her earrings and the skin was growing over the back
mm-hmm.
of the earrings. So I had to like literally cut open her skin to get the backs off. Yeah, it's like, why wouldn't you go to a freaking doctor for this shit or go to an urgent care or some shit? You don't come to a jeweler. But they're like, no, it's okay. Like, I literally had to slice, take, like, a small, like, scissor or something and slice a little slice. And then, yeah, it was a pain in the ass.
You know, all my tools wasn't, it's not big enough to get in there. So, and then I had to tell her I said, you need to come back tomorrow. I need to get a different kind of tool. She goes, like, what kind of tool you need? You know, those, like, fingernails,
Yeah, the cuticle. Those work really good, yeah.
So, and I said, well, this is what we need. So, and then she ended up going in the Walgreens and ended up buying one of those, like a cuticle cutter. I said, don't be cheap. I said, well, otherwise I might chop your ear. So you better get to the nicest one, so.
Yeah, I know. You have no choice. I mean, gosh,
mm-hmm.
these people. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Or like a,
it is.
Yeah, another time a guy, he had diabetes really bad, and he came in, and his, like, 3-millimeter wedding band that was a plain fit, he never took it off, and the skin literally all on the backside of his finger had grown over it. My manager and I had to take ring cutters at the same time.
Plier.
Yep, on either side of his finger. And you remember the old school ones? You had to, you hooked it in on the one side, and then the
mm-hmm.
knife part came on the other, and you had to screw, like, twist it. And, oh, my God, that was a pain in the ass. And he didn't care. He's like, I don't care if I bleed.
Yeah, Fred Meyer, we used to cut it, and under the day stop. For liability issue because
somebody
cut somebody's hands or something and then they end up getting sued or something like that.
Right.
So, yeah.
Well,
one time and then I had to cut it out from here and then on the curbside from, it took me like, I sweat like a pig, like a inside, she can't walk, so then I had to cut the ring off from her finger. I was, you know, on my hands and knees and then to try to be a work on that. Maybe it's just 25 minutes in the summertime.
Oh, my gosh. Really?
Oh,
what a pain in the rear.
Oh, yeah. It was. It was. Anyway, so, yeah, if you could find those,
yep.
That'd be great. And then are you going to call me today?
Hopefully she can find something. I know the smaller stuff like that, usually I won't have an answer until Monday, but I can text you on Monday with you being off.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, and Andre, could you guys ship it to both of them at the same time?
Well, I do. I'm doing the earrings today, just because it's the only pair, and I know that those are gonna go. So.
Okay.
But I would rather do.
Okay. Then.
Okay. All right. And that
okay.
way you
sounds
have,
good. Thank
okay.
you. Yeah, and Andre, make sure that if you find out today, please text me also.
Oh God, yeah, of course. Don't worry.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks.
Awesome. Okay. Bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.